Welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars. I'm Brian Sexton along with Jeff Loggam in a beautiful fall evening here in Nashville as the Jaguars, Jeff, get set to begin the second half of the season. What's the theme as far as you're concerned for an 0-8 football team?
I'm going to go back to what Gus Bradley and David Caldwell talked about at the beginning of the season, and that was just get better. You know, we haven't seen a lot of that out of this football team. You look at the last two games, they lost by, what, a combined 50 points. San Diego at home, San Francisco at home. And this team's got to do things better on both sides of the ball if they're going to get better.
Are there a couple of areas where they can get better right out of the gate?
I've always believed that stopping the run on defense is a state of mind. And I think that that can be accomplished. I think that guys start have to play individually, have to look in the mirror and play better. But it has to start with stopping the run for this defense. You've got a young secondary. The front seven has to help them out on down and distance situations. And when you're struggling on first and second down, it's hard for a young secondary to have success. And on offense, it's quite simple. Red zone's got to be better. You've got to score more points.
All right, let's go right there. The red zone and points would both be enhanced with a running game. Here we go, second half of the season. Maurice Jones-Drew has had a little bit of time over the bye week to get healthier. How healthy can he be? How high are your expectations?
Well, I don't know how much healthier he got. You know, he was on the injury report again this week. So I don't know if Maurice will be healthy at all this year. I have high expectations for Denard Robinson. I like what I saw out of him the last couple weeks. I think that he's got speed that Maurice used to once have. And I think that they need to utilize him. He can't catch the ball yet. You know, until he gains confidence catching the ball, he's got to be able to be handed the ball and let his speed and his talent take over because he clearly has talent.
Let's go back to the other side of the ball quickly. Dwayne Grotz back in the starting lineup. We know what Jonathan Cyprian has done. Now Josh Evans having to split some time with Winston Guy to give him a little bit of a break. How do you see this young secondary matching up with the Titans?
Well, to me, this game is all about the front seven, not so much the secondary. Yes, Jake Locker has gotten better. But Chris Johnson got on a roll last week, over 150 yards rushing. They've got a lot of money in their offensive line. And so, to me, it's got to start with stopping Chris Johnson. To me, Sendarek Marks, Roy Miller, Jason Babin, Jeremy Mincy, those guys have to be on their game and have to play well for this team to win.
All right, let me put you on the spot then to end up this segment, and that is when you're 0-8, tough to find a game that you can point to and say winnable. Is this a game that the Jaguars can win, or are the Titans too far ahead of them right now?
Well, I think the Titans are ahead of them right now. But I don't think there's one game in the second half that's not winnable. I mean, the only team with a winning record is the Indianapolis Colts. So I think all of them are winnable. But this team needs to start early. I think it would be big if this team can have some success early in this game, gain some confidence, and say, hey, we're okay. You know, we're doing pretty well, and just kind of build the momentum as the game goes on.
And, of course, we'll find out tomorrow. Thanks so much, Logs. And we'll see you next week on the road with the Jaguars.